The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
Hey guys, and welcome back. My name is Sophie, and today's episode is all about my biggest lessons learned in business. Today we're going to cover so many different areas, and I'm really excited to be able to share with you all some of my biggest ups and definitely some of my biggest downs. But before we get into today's episode, top three, bottom three. So my top three for this week is the fact that I have such a loving family. My dad is always willing to be able to come and help. And I know that during school holidays, it is so tricky for so many parents. And now that my dad's retired, they have come up to be able to take the boys. And I'm so, so thankful for them. Secondly, it would be that the twins had such a beautiful first term at school. We were so concerned by the fact that they had never done childcare or that they had never been at kindy that we were really, really worried about how they would go at big school. And they have just flourished. It's been really, really good to be able to see them go and grow and enjoy all of that. Thirdly, I think it's the ability to have the freedom within my work life of being able to travel and still manage my meetings and emails and run the business from wherever I am. It's taken me a long time to be able to get to this point of freedom, but I'm really happy that that's now at a point of being in that place. On to bottom three. It's going to have to take the top one at traffic. I mean, I definitely utilize my time wisely when I'm in the car, but traffic just kills me. So if you have any tips on how I can make the time go faster while sitting in the car or podcast suggestions, hit me up. Secondly, it would be pap smears. Like, I know that we obviously all need them and that they've extended them to be now, is it 3 or 5 years? But seriously, that is the most uncomfortable appointment, I reckon, that a woman has to have. But yeah, awful. Thirdly, it would have to be book work. I spend so much time collating books, receipts, wages, and I have to do it. I mean, I'm definitely not saying that I can outsource that, but I really don't enjoy that part of my business right now. So having to find out ways to be able to lean into that too. All right, guys, let's get into today's main topic, which is the biggest lessons that I have learned in business. Now, this year is coming up to 10 years in business. And besides the fact that makes me feel so incredibly old, it's also taught me a lot, not only about business, but about myself and about, I guess, helping others and the fact that I'm really wanting to be able to expand on the lessons that I've kind of learned so that you don't make the same lessons. Now, it's very hard that I won't go a day without getting one of these questions in my DMs or emailed. So I think some of these really big lessons that I've learned may be really critical and important so that you're able to learn on them and not also do the same thing. Now, within my business and for me, my business was kind of an accidental success. I started my business by creating recipes and people loving them and wanting to know how I was able to lose weight by using these delicious, beautiful foods. And so it was very much a whirlwind business success where I had to learn on the spot and be able to make all of the really hard lessons whilst living them in the moment. I didn't really have the funds or the experience or the education behind me within business to be able to understand why it was happening or how I could have done better or differently. So today I wanted to share with you the biggest lessons, but also understand that these are my direct lessons and that there's also business tips that I'd love to share maybe down the track as well. Now, the first thing and probably one of the biggest things that I really struggled with was getting caught up in the success and value that others perhaps place on what business success is. And what that looks like for everybody is going to be so incredibly different. Now, for myself, business success and alignment within my own core values looks like being able to spend more time with my children and not financially stressing about school fees or paying our mortgage or anything like that. However, business success for somebody else may look like really trying to make billions of dollars and have franchises across the world. And for me, there was a really long time and a really long period of time that I was continuously placing my own success or values of success on somebody else's epitome of perfection when it came to business. So it wasn't until maybe 3 years ago that I looked around me, realized that I had a gym that was so hard to run, and I was continuously burning myself out because I was chasing what everybody else wanted me to chase instead of what I really wanted myself, which was, of course, that family work-life balance. So that is lesson number one. Make sure that the direction that your business is going is the success that you want to see and that the success is based on yourself, not others. Now, the second biggest lesson was probably my hardest lesson to date. It's definitely the law trademarking one. Now, within trademarking, there's so many gray areas and there's so many different parts of trademarking and IP law that is never black and white. And it wasn't until I actually went through that process myself that I realized that you can actually protect yourself from a legal standpoint in every single way and still end up having to pay a lot of money in legal fees if you're wanting to protect your IP or your trademark. So my biggest piece of advice when it comes to law or trademarking is make sure that you do get everything checked over first by a solicitor, but also understand that there's always going to be competition, and sometimes competition isn't a bad thing. And so that when somebody does come along or perhaps is using a very similar trademark, see it as flattery and be able to still progress within your business whilst letting them do their thing too. So the third one is social media. Now, such a massive, massive market and a free marketing tool within so many different areas of social media. I mean, right now we're podcasting, so that's obviously audio. We have Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and it's always changing and evolving. So when it comes to social media, my biggest piece of advice would be to make sure that you stay true to who you are, because there's only so long that you can put up a facade or try and be what everybody wants you to be before it comes crashing down. Now, for myself, social media, I was creating recipes that were gluten, dairy, and sugar-free. So everybody expected me to never have ice cream or sugar or chocolate or anything bad ever. So when they saw me having ice cream or chocolate, it was like the world was ending of their perception of me. And so if I just owned that from the very beginning, it takes away the power of what they believe I am or want me to be. So that's a really big lesson when it comes to social media, is stay true to yourself, and the people who love you for who you are will always follow, and those that don't are not your people and also will probably not buy from you. So that's a massive one. Postage and shipping. Now, if you've got a business at the moment during COVID, you will understand how irritating postage and shipping has been over the last 6 to 12 months. However, the biggest lesson that I learned was a $60,000 mistake in a matter of clicks. So what actually happened was I had a plugin on my website between my website and my postage company. And I was overseas at the time, and I pressed the button to click it through to the postage website. And what happened is the internet dropped out and I did it again. And it meant that the orders got sent twice. Now, all of my beautiful customers at the time thought they were doing me a favor by returning to sender. So if they ordered one book and they got two, they returned the second one back to me. However, I got charged additional postage for the books to get returned to me. So that then meant that I was paying for three lots of shipping and the cost of the books. And so I ended up losing a lot of money, but it was a really good lesson of really making sure that there's so many different policies and ways and checks to make sure that that never happened again. But huge, huge lesson. Now, the other thing was self-packing. So when I first got my number one recipe book delivered to my house, I had all of these pre-orders ready to go. And I thought that quicker was better. And so the only person that was going to be able to get it out as fast as me is me. And so I packed all these orders and I did it over the space of 3 days to get these orders out. But of course, I was absolutely delirious trying to get these orders sent out and ended up printing the labels incorrectly and doubling up again. And I sent these books out to women 5-6 times. And then by the time I'd sent out all the books, I couldn't understand how come I didn't have any books left. So massive, massive mistakes that could have been different by number one, sleeping. Number two, realizing that I can't do everything myself and hiring staff or people to come in and help me pack, and really making sure that there was really clear systems rather than trying to chase my tail and quickly print and pack. People would have preferred me to actually wait, get their order correct, and make sure that I wasn't losing money in the process. So within packing orders, that was probably my biggest and hardest lessons that I was learning. And then now I actually use a 3PL, which is third-party logistics, and all my orders get packed for me. And that was the biggest change and most beneficial change for me in my business, because it no longer falls back on my shoulders, because every time an order would come in, I would shudder at the thought of me having to pack these orders. It also aligns better with the quality of life that I'm trying to achieve within my business. So really, really big one. Now, the next one is a really interesting one because it kind of goes back into the same lesson of number one of other people's success versus your own. Self-publishing versus published. So I'm technically a published author and I have a publishing company that I work through and I publish my books through. And when I have a published recipe book, I make a quarter of the amount that I would make if I was self-publishing. So I think for me, it was more about brand exposure. It was more about having a team behind me to back me and also making sure that it wasn't just on my shoulders. And I believed that by having a publisher, there'd be no mistakes and it would be really easy. And I've now published 6 recipe books and a couple of additional other books published. And I can almost say, don't go and look for them, but I can almost say that in every single book, there is some spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes, macros of recipes are slightly out. There is always going to be mistakes when it comes to human error. We're not robots. We are just humans who often make mistakes. So even if you go down the published route, you are never going to be able to completely avoid any errors. So I think that was a massive one for me, is that for me, it's not so much about being a published author, and that self-publishing is just as incredible for me as having a publisher. So that was a big, big lesson. And definitely one of, I think that we have this stigma that published authors definitely are seen as a higher success than self-published. Now, the next lesson is a hard one. Again, they're all hard lessons, but tax audit. So I didn't really understand how important and how integral having everything in place was. Now, I had a really good bookkeeper and a really good accountant. So my tax audit was actually a ceased trade tax audit for 6 months, which meant I wasn't allowed to trade for 6 months whilst they went through all of my books. Now, the reason that they actually chose me to do this somewhat random audit on was because I was doing the right thing at the time when influencers had first come on the scene and we were making money from doing sponsorships and collaborations or creating recipes for big brands. And the tax agency hadn't ever come across this before because a lot of the influencers weren't claiming it as taxable income. And so during this tax audit, everything got checked. Now, I'm talking $2.50 receipts from when I was in Adelaide. I'm talking staying at a hotel and making sure that there was a spike in my sales that correlated back to that day. Every single part of my business was entirely audited. And I'm so, so bloody proud because that was so hard, but not one thing in that whole audit came back as any sort of misconduct or I didn't have to pay any money. There was definitely nothing that when it came to the tax situation that I wasn't doing correctly. During that 6 months, I learned a lot about tax, a lot about what you can claim, a lot about what you can't claim. And it's also very hard as well because I do have children who often are paid to appear at events or do photo shoots. And in the eyes of the ATO, having a child so young as, say, the twins are not actually employable contractors because they're so young. And so I'm still doing the right thing by claiming their income as taxable income, but it's very grey. So making sure that you're always covered when it comes to tax and that you do back yourself and have receipts and correlating spikes in sales for certain things was really, really, really important to me. Now, in the early days of my business, I got married and I very much didn't understand the difference between the ABN and myself being the business before I was turned into a company, that I just kind of believed that the money was mine. I'm the business, I'm doing the work, I had no other employees. And I later learned the hard way with a $80,000 director's loan that it's actually not my money. So that ended up being a director's loan that I had to pay back over the space of 3 or 4 years because I wasn't paying tax as a wage on that income. So that was also a really, really valuable lesson that just because the business is making money doesn't necessarily mean that it's your money. Now, the other thing that was probably the biggest lesson when it came to business was getting lost in trying to make the business make money and losing sight of the purpose and why you started the business. Now, for me, my business is definitely a purpose-driven fulfillment style business where for me, it makes me feel so incredibly happy when somebody messages me and said, I've completely been able to change their life, or they've lost 20 kilos, or they are the happiest they've ever been, or they've been able to have that baby that they struggled to have for years because they're finally fit and healthy. So that's the sort of stuff that I always have to start my day remembering why I do what I do and never lose sight of that trying to chase something that I'm not really here to chase. So really making sure that whatever your purpose and alignment is within your business is that that stays at the forefront of every single part of your business and your business decisions. And I think that every single business may have its ups and downs of getting lost or struggling to see why you're doing it, or perhaps you're working so much that you're not actually having that happiness or fulfillment or benefit. But if you're able to see or remember why you originally started, that it allows you to be able to have that purpose-driven business rather than it being just a money generator. So I hope that today's massive lessons within my business or what I've kind of learned had resonated somewhat with you or perhaps helps you out long term and that you don't get stuck in the exact same situations that I've previously been stuck in. And also just, I did touch on it before I started, but the biggest lessons that I've learned and my biggest tips now in business are probably two separate things. And my biggest tips for business, I would love to touch on down the track. So once again, please let me know if that's something of interest to you, and I'll let you know at the very end in regards how you can get involved. Now, one little other thing that I would love to do on every single episode of these podcasts is a little bookworm segment. Now, for those of you that have followed me will understand, I set myself a goal 2 years ago to read a book a week. And so far, so good. So what I do is I don't watch TV, which is a massive one. I was actually raised without television in my house, but so it's not really a massive thing for me not to have a TV. But I go alternating between like a fiction and then like a self-dev book. So I alternate between, so it's always keeping me interested. And this week, the book that I am reading has been one that I have literally hid in the bathroom to read. I have woken up early to read and I am absolutely obsessed with it. So it's called I Give My Marriage a Year, and it's so good and so relatable. I would probably suggest that if you are going through a separation or recently separated, not to read it. It was one of those books that was like you felt every single emotion. It was so relatable and you were just like, oh, okay. So yeah, really, really, really good read and highly recommend. But warning, you will not be able to put it down. Now, within this podcast, I have a really cool segment that is Caller Hotline. And you can basically ring in and leave me a message, a question. Let me know what you actually want to hear. I perhaps will even do like a Q&A potty and answer all of them in one episode. I can pretty much guarantee that I know what the top five questions will be, but I can't wait to actually listen back. So the number for that, make sure that you grab your notes section or a pen, and I will definitely make sure that it's in the show notes as well, is 07-56-49-6851. Now, don't forget, guys, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe, and head over to the closed Facebook group, which is just the name of the podcast, and also on Instagram. Thanks, guys, and I will speak to you all soon.